Welcome to Travis Bites. This week's episode, I am joined by Mr. Doug Roy, Director of Operations for our paint department here at Travis Companies. Douglas, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you, David.
So this week's particular episode is going to be focusing on something that I find near and dear to my heart, something that I think about every day when I come to work here, which is what it's like to work with family, or more specifically, what it's like to work with your parent and or child relationship, because that is something that you and I, you being dad and me being your snotty son, we have to deal with on the daily. And it's not something that's unique just to us. It exists up and down throughout the entire company, both on a management side and in the office and in the field. It's all over the place. It's all over Travis. So I think it's a really fun little area to explore, and I'm happy to have you on board with me here today to kind of talk about that.
I'm happy to be here.
So you've been doing this for longer than I've been alive.
Well, obviously, yes.
Yeah, you've been, but when you started this, what, 93?
Yeah, when I graduated, well, technically speaking, got into construction about 3 or 4 years before I graduated from college.
Right. So you've been around the block for quite some time.
Right.
You're officially a part of the old guard, I would say, to a certain extent.
I am now. It took a while for me to figure out that that's what I am, but yeah. I am now. I remember being the new kid on the block, or the young guy, didn't really quite have a grasp on everything yet, and here I am now, the one weird that people call for, you know, experience.
Yeah. I know that it's been interesting just since I've only been working here for, what, 8-9 months now, and it's been very interesting to see just how many random phone calls you'll get from clients just asking about, like, random stuff they can do with paint in their own kitchen and stuff like that. I always thought that was kind of entertaining to me, because I'm nowhere near the level in which you can give me a personal phone call and I can tell you what type of, you know, sheen you need to put in your kitchen to keep the dust down. That's not really in my my wheelhouse. But
you'll get there.
Oh, I'm sure I will. I don't think I have much of a choice. I think the way that this works means that it's going to happen. But anyways, you've been doing this for a pretty long time. When you had me, I'm pretty sure you didn't think, oh, David's going to be working in paint with me in a professional capacity. I don't think that ever really crossed your mind.
No, it didn't. Basically, you and your sister, both, I never thought I'd ever have them, you know, work for me much, or underneath me for any particular reason. Or, you know, I kind of always figured y'all would go off and do your own thing. And your mom and I kind of raised you that way, but by, you know, default, and here we are.
Yeah, exactly. I know, especially going through, like, high school and stuff like that, I was not interested in hopping on board here. But I think as I got older and as, you know, I graduated from high school and started going to school and stuff, I realized that I'd been in this kind of culture for a really long time, and I understand, one, the people, and two, kind of how it works to a certain extent. And because of that, I was more open to actually coming on and doing this professionally full time, and that has nothing to do with you. So congratulations, you didn't influence me in any way. I just got lucky that it turns out that I'm pretty decent at doing what my dad does, and therefore I got blessed and lucky to come work for you. That being said, I am the young gun. I'm the young upstart, and you're the experienced one. And there's a dynamic here that I think is both unique to us, both in a personal capacity and possibly even in a professional capacity. And my question for you is, what is the benefit of working with your son? And then we can talk about, oh, son and daughter, because Elizabeth's right across the way from me too. What's the benefit of working with family? And then maybe once we kind of dive into that, we'll talk a little bit about the drawbacks. But first, I want to know the good news. So, number one, best thing about working with yours truly and Elizabeth, your two favorite people of all time, and I'm confident in saying that. I think I got grandma and mom beat personally. I think I'm pretty good. But as far as coworkers, from a coworker standpoint, how do you balance that? You know, what's the strategy? You got to have one. So what's the secret?
Well, I mean, you had like two questions there. Like, what's the best part is what you're asking
first?
Okay.
Yeah.
Best part is I know what your strengths and weaknesses are. So I know which buttons to push and how to push them. Whereas if I had to bring somebody new in, I'd have to figure them out first. You with the get-go already knew what I was getting and I already knew what your strengths and weaknesses were. And I knew how to kind of keep an eye on that.
Right.
And same with your sister for that matter. So.
And I think you've done a pretty good job of kind of helping cater our positions under you to our strengths to a certain extent. I think you let me play at the best of my ability when I get the chance to do it. And if there's something that I need to work on, you know when to watch me closer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's something where you feel like I've got it down, you can just send me on my way and then I'm free to do what I need to.
Oh, yeah. No, the beauty of that is having the confidence level early. I don't have to worry as much on certain things.
Right.
If I think you've got it, I'll let you go. I don't need to sit there and watch your every move like I do somebody that's new that may be completely new to the whole thing.
Right, yeah.
So,
and I mean, I think it's really cool for us especially is because I think there's a certain level of I know what you're thinking, you know what I'm thinking, and just any situation where even in a professional sense, if we're sitting in a meeting somewhere,
all you have to do is give each other the eye, and we know exactly what the other's thinking.
We know exactly what the other guy's thinking.
That is true. No, we are blessed with that ability.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, it's really come in handy from a management standpoint, and that we both know what the other guy wants to do, and we're going to try to help the other guy get that done. So if we ever have a client or a GC or maybe even a foreman to a certain extent, try to have me do one thing, and then have you do another, they can't really mommy and daddy us as much because we're usually right next to each other to begin with, and it makes life a little bit easier. I can't have a foreman call me up and say, oh, it's going to take me 2 to 3 days to get this done, and then he can call you up and he'll say, oh, I can get it done in two. Like, you're never going to have that with us because even if they do try it, we're already communicating. We already know the other guy's
thinking. It's not very much unlike what John and I do, too.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. You know. So here's my question. We come to work every day, you and I, and we sit across from each other and we do what we need to do, get the job done, but then we have to go home. What's it like being able to switch off boss mode to dad mode? I know they're not too dissimilar, but there are some significant differences between the two, right?
Well, it's both the thing I work on the most, I guess, is that give you your space. I mean, we've been working side by side all day. Sometimes you don't need to be hanging around me.
Yeah.
You want to go do your own thing with your friends or do whatever else. I give you that free time to do that without inserting myself if I can. I try to avoid that.
Right. But at the same time, I think I don't know if this necessarily is any parent-child relationship. I think we have three hats that we wear, not just two, if we're being completely honest with ourselves. I think there is three hats there. I think we have boss to worker, we have dad to son, and then we also have, like, I dare I say it, friends. I think we're friends to a certain extent.
Yep, I'd agree.
And I think that actually, really, we became very close friends because of the fact that I was an intern here for 4 years, and for every day in the summer, I was attached to you for 8 hours a day for 2-3 months out of the year for 4 years. And I think that is something that's extremely unique and I'm grateful for, especially in our individual relationship, is the fact that we've been doing this for so long now. Like, while I've only been here for 9 months, really I've been watching you work and I've been learning from you for going on, oh my goodness, 5, maybe even 6 years.
It's been
now.
Longer. It's actually longer than that. You may not remember some of these days, but back, a long time ago, when you were still probably 5-6 years old, I'd take you with me on Saturdays when I had to go check crews, as long as it wasn't an active job site, like doing repaints at office buildings. I'd take you with me every once in a while. Number one, to give mom a break so you didn't have to wake up and harangue her all morning. But just to kind of, spend some one-on-one time together and, ride around and get a little taste of what I did. But I didn't, like I said, I never really dreamt that you would end up doing same type of stuff that we're doing now.
Right.
So, yeah.
And obviously, you got Elizabeth in here. You're mm-hmm. working with her. She doesn't work directly under you like I do. She's a little bit of a different department.
It's actually probably a better thing for both of us on that because she, because of her the difference isn't just personality. I think she works better under others than she would for me.
Right.
I've always had to play it a little differently with her on that, and just because of who she is and just the type of person she is. But once again, you give her a task, don't have to worry about it. I get that feedback from all the people that work with her here at the office, that she does her job and does it extremely well and is very conscientious. And from that, that's a blessing to hear as a father.
Right. Yeah. I think I've really come to appreciate just how you guys have been able to make that work, only because I do know that there's a lot of times where you and Elizabeth would like to butt heads, but you both take this very professional stance of trying not to.
Oh, yeah. Never do it here, yeah. Never in front of everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? Like, obviously, we have a lot of father-son duos throughout the company, both in paint and millwork.
Mm-hmm.
What is some advice that you would give to the fathers who are working with their sons, like on job sites or in the shop or in the office even to a certain extent? How do you make sure that you operate both as a boss and as a father at the same time without letting one bleed into the other too much?
Well, it's kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier and how I've handled you to a certain extent, which is basically you got to give everybody time to do their own thing, learn it. You know, when you first came to work for us, I put you with foremen in the field. You were sanding and prepping walls. You weren't, and I told the foreman, I told every foreman that I gave you to, basically, I said, hey, if he isn't holding up, you tell me, I'll get him out of here. I'll pull him out of there if he doesn't do his own deal. And so I kind of let you become your own person underneath them. Even though you're still the boss's son, I'm sure there's still a little bit of that was still going on. But for the most part, as long as you held up your end of the deal, they take care of you. And then we go from there. And luckily, I never really had a real issue with anyone and all that. But that was my biggest fear he's just going to kind of mess around, not be as focused. But I also knew who I was giving you to, and I knew those guys wouldn't let you slack.
Yeah, no, there was no, I never got any breathing room to be mm-hmm. able to slack off at all, especially in high school.
but the other part was I'd let you be your own person for a while under these guys, away from me,
Right.
You saw me, I'd come by and say hello to you on job sites, but I'd just say hello to you like I would any other employee and kept on walking.
Mm-hmm.
I quiz you, at the end of the day when you got home. How was the day? But
yeah.
Then that was the dad part kicking in, and not the boss part.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No, I.
And that's hard for those guys. I mean, I we see it back in the day. I mean, growing up, well, I say growing up in the business, but just watching the dynamics back in the day, that was typical. That you bring your son on board, that son would come and work for us, and then turn into a foreman or just a really good painter, depending on what they wanted to do. And that used to be the way we'd get the next generation of painters. And unfortunately, I'm not seeing as much of that as I'd like to see. That whole dynamic's changed.
Yeah. I would say that J.E. Travis, we've been around since 1886, right? There's been multiple generations of family, not just through ownership, but through the guys who have been coming through here. I can think, on one hand, I could think of like 10 to 8 different relationships of family members, fathers and sons, just since I've been here.
Yeah,
that
and that's just the ones that you're aware of. You don't know the cousins and the brother-in-laws or the son-in-laws and all the other stuff. But yeah, no, I would say painting in general across San Antonio, but particularly within companies like Travis, where you've got multi-generational groups that have come through or part of the team here. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know necessarily if it's a unique thing to Travis, but I think it is a big part of what's helped us stay afloat for as long as we have, is that there really is a passing of the torch, whether you'd be in the office or out in the field. There's a lot of that proliferates through the entirety of the company.
I'd agree totally on that.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to juggle. I mean, it's a struggle for any dad and any son in that relationship. Sometimes you just got to give them a little bit of space. And, in our case, depending on the son, we've had situations where it was best to, after a while, let's put them on a different job away from their dads and vice versa. And that way they've got a chance to kind of do their own thing and get better at what they do. And we seem to see that seems to be the formula that works the best.
Yeah, no, I think, I've got guys my age that are in here that are sons. We've got, I would say, two off the top of my head. I'm not going to name names, but I've learned it's very important to let those guys be their own guys. I don't ever, when I'm thinking about the son and the father-son duo, I think of them on their own merits. I try not to attach them to their father in any way, because they are their own person. And if they're going to be working with us, if they continue to work for us all the way down the line, then there's going to be a point where they're not going to be their father anymore, because their father's going to be retired, and it's going to be down to them to keep going or not. And that is an important thing to bear in mind. I think as a son in one of these types of relationships, it's always been difficult for me to a certain extent to be able to understand that regardless of how much I'm going to be my own man, I still am Doug Roy's son. And there is some weight to that title when I get, you know, brought in or talk to any of the foremen and stuff like that. You can tell that they're thinking, oh, this is Doug's kid, so he's going to be like Doug. Then it's always interesting after a while for them to realize that we are definitely not the same guy.
Oh, we have two very different personality types. I think you're more outgoing, more social than I am when it comes to those type of relationships.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I think to a certain extent, the way that you and I also run jobs is a little bit different. I think we both look at it just a little bit differently, and I think it's maybe a generational thing, maybe.
I would say so, probably. I don't see why that wouldn't be the case.
Like the schools that you were brought up through, and the way that you were taught to do things is not the same as the way that I was taught to do things. And I think there's certainly some differences there, and it's fun to navigate those, but I don't think we ever – first of all, I'll openly say it. I bow to you. The moment that there is a difference, I go, okay, well, he is in charge. He's been around a lot longer. I'm not going to try to fight him on this. He's right. He's correct. He's my senior. Therefore, I'm going to do what he does. Although whenever it does inevitably backfire and blow in my face, I'm going to say that I told him so.
No, true, true, yeah. And I'm not saying I'm always right on things 100% of the time. That's
right.
This business, you can't always think that way. But you'll see me do the same thing with some of the foremen. You know, I'll let them pick a route or the way they want to tackle something, and long as they're doing it in a way that makes sense to me and it's a safe way of doing something, then I'm going to give them the ability to do that. But, you know, I may still suggest another way of doing it, but if they still stick to it, then it's up to them. As long as it works, then I've got no qualms about it. Let them do that.
Right.
So, and same goes for the way you do things at times. So,
yeah, that's fair enough. My one piece of advice that I have to give other sons who are working under fathers is just to be patient. That's my big one. I think we have a tendency, especially my generation, to think that the old timers just don't get it and they're not there and they don't pay attention. And I'm sure every generation feels the same way. But I think it's okay to have that mentality at home with your dad, sure. But at work, he is a professional. He's been doing this for a very long time. It's probably best that you just, you know, let him kind of work his way through it. And let him figure it out. And then if he tells you to do something, go ahead and do it and do so as best you can and do it meaningfully. And if you have questions, don't be afraid to ask. But I don't like it whenever there's a little bit of lip coming from youngsters towards old timers these days, which I think is hilarious because I'm still a youngster and I still give you lip. But I've seen it happen on job sites between certain groups, and I'm just like, there's no need for this. You guys don't need to be at each other's throats.
It's a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. It's not productive. It's not efficient, you know. I like to think that everybody who's here is here because they want to create, not just because it's a family business thing. I think you want to be here. You want to be able to add to the built environment of San Antonio. And if that's the case, then if you're working under your dad and he is your boss, then he is your boss, which means he knows how to build it as best that you can, and maybe you should listen to him.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because I do think it's a little bit easier for sons to blow off their dads, even in a professional sense to a certain extent. Like, I'm going to listen to you, I'm going to do what you tell me to do, but then I'm going to go in the corner, I'm going to cuss to myself while I'm doing it. That kind of mentality, I don't think people do that as much as if it's just a boss, and I think it's important to be able to switch it on and off. When you're at work, you're at work, right? You are a painter, you are a millwork operator, you're an installer, you're a foreman, you're a floater. When you're at work, that's what you're doing. And when you're at work, if your dad is a foreman or he's a lead man or something like that, that's his job. And if his job's to tell you to do something, then you got to do it. And there's no, you should just operate in a professional sense. And then the moment you get home, you can complain all day. That's mm-hmm. totally fine.
True, true.
don't want you to be sitting there getting all this pent up annoyance and aggression. Sometimes you got to vent. It's totally fine.
Well, true. But vent on the way home, so by the time you get home, you're not venting it.
Oh, yeah.
Continue
that way,
to vent.
Yeah, that yeah. way you don't put it at the dinner table with mom there.
Correct. Yep.
yeah.
Yep.
No, I agree. Well, Douglas Roy, Director of Operations, thank you very much for coming in today. It was a pleasure having this conversation.
Thank you much. Thank you very much, David Roy, Assistant Director of Operations.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to listen to more episodes, check out our archives on traviscompanies.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.